Julia Idison Building opened in 1926 as Houston's first grand public library and the first building in a planned civic center. It was to include five public buildings designed in the Spanish Renaissance Revival style. The library's principal architect, Ralph Adams Cram of Boston, deemed that appropriate in a southern land once owned by Spain. But the Idison has always stood alone in its Spanish splendor. Plans for the original Civic Center were dropped during the Great Depression. In the late 1930s, several public buildings were built in the more up-to-date, modern style. The Julia Idison Building was named for Houston's longtime librarian. Its three-story limestone entryway, arched windows, and carved limestone railing at the roof are derived from Spanish architecture. Faces and animals carved around doors and windows contrast with plain buff brick walls. The building's floor plan addressed Houston's heat and humidity. Two wings form an L, providing cross ventilation. The doors to the porch off the two-story reading room on the second floor could be left open even during rainstorms. The second-story atrium is the heart of the building. Here, the architect wove his story of a fabled Spanish past for Houston. Four marble columns with connecting entablatures support a balcony. Carvings of women's faces and of children's torsos enliven the ceiling. Light filters down from clear-story windows. The Idison Building served as Houston's central library until 1976, when a larger, modern building opened next door. 3 years later, the Idison was restored by S.I. Morris Associates and given a new role in Houston's library system. It houses archives, special collections, a Texas room, and something more. Its magical architecture reminds visitors that greatness comes from studying the lessons of the past, which are stored here in books that feed the mind and stir the imagination.